or source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Kicking off the third hour of the show, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you will find that the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it on us. Joining you tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We've been talking to you, and if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard this yet. We've been telling you a story from Salon.com, which is fairly lengthy, and it's just one of those stories that, you know, I don't generally like doing long, long stuff on Free Talk Live, but sometimes you come across a story that's just so important that it needs to be read almost in full, and I've skipped only just a few paragraphs of this so far. So if you've missed it, I got it from our website at freetalklive.com. One of our listeners submitted it there, and that's how I found it, because our website's cool like that. You can submit show prep content to us. And then we might use it on the air. But it's been a story about, and it's yet another story about, because this is not unusual, a family that took some pictures of their kids, 3 years old, 8 years old. They took photos of them naked. They were out camping at the time, and it was entirely appropriate.
Frolicking in the woods.
Yeah. But somebody at a local photo developing place decided it wasn't appropriate and called the police. And the police then proceeded to investigate, questioning their friends, their family, their coworkers, anybody associated with them, essentially just, you know, labeling them as child pornographers without ever having convicted them of anything. And this is something that people who are in this situation have to deal with on a regular basis, and it is horrifying. I can only imagine how horrifying it is. I can only imagine based on the different stories that we've read over the years that are similar to this one. This is probably one of the more detailed personal accounts of exactly what somebody was feeling and how their life was going and throughout all of this. And, of course, it was incredibly frustrating and difficult to deal with. Lots of emotion, mood swings, and anger and depression and fear. And it all kind of came to a head when they finally went into, after weeks of not knowing what the hell was going on and wondering if they were going to lose their kids and having all these friends of theirs interviewed, they finally went in to be interviewed by the DCYF or CDCSF or whatever the heck they're called in whichever state this was. And it was after that that the rest of the story continues. So I'll tell you the rest here, and then we'll take your phone calls as well about whatever you want. Oh, so the bureaucrat who's in charge of the case had informed the family that they would be paying a visit to their home, and they'd be able to look anywhere they darn well pleased, even without a warrant or any of the government's usual paperwork. So before she came, we scoured the house from top to bottom, looking for anything that might arouse her suspicion or interest. On the mantle in our, because even though it's a healthy family that gets along and everything's fine, you don't want to offend the bureaucrat, right? Because they could just steal your kids from you for whatever reason they want to. On the mantle in our living room is a handmade book of photos done by a friend who's a professional photographer. Besides mundane photos of the kids, it contained a few of my wife in the nude when she was several months pregnant with Eliza. We hid that. I scanned the book titles on the shelves, never having thought until now of their having questionable contents. On the refrigerator, we had 1950s-style magnets with humorous sketches of a man holding up a mug and saying, "Beer makes you see double and feel single. And another of a man holding up a condom, saying, "I'm just two people short of a menage a trois." They had been given to us years before as gag gifts from a friend. We hid them. We realized we had no idea what could be deemed as unfit. My wife was born in Haiti, and she had a beaded voodoo flag hanging up in our room. I took it down. Janet and Rusty went through the same nerve-wracking process. These are the other couple they were camping with. On the day Oni, the bureaucrat, was to show up at their house, Janet noticed her neighbor's 3-year-old son was playing naked on the swing set in their yard. Janet was so paranoid that Oni would show up right then that I panicked, she said, and went to the neighbor and told her that I was having a visit from DFCS and that could she please remove her naked son from my yard. I was upset that I was put in the situation that I even had to tell her. But probably a good thing to do to keep your neighbors safe from these busybody bureaucrats who have nothing better to do than just ruin people's lives. My wife and I decided, given my anger at the situation, that it was best that I not be there during our home visit. So I drove around the neighborhood and sat in the car until Oni left. In the end, she didn't even search the house. She told my wife the investigation was closed, that the case against us was unsubstantiated, and no further action should be taken. My wife said Oni seemed apologetic, but offered no apology. So typical. It's like when the police come in and they bust your door down looking for somebody that is supposedly in your house, but they've gotten the wrong house. They don't apologize for that stuff either. Although I would say this is far more, I don't know. I don't know which one is more dramatic in a family's life. To have the police come in with a vicious armed raid on their home in a moment of fear and terror, or this, you know, months long investigation of slow torture. Yeah.
Yeah. It's mental torture.
My wife said, so she didn't apologize. The same scenario was played out at Janet at Rusty's house. Despite the fact the case was unsubstantiated, a record of the accusation and ensuing investigation will be kept on file for 3 years in case, we were told by our lawyer, other complaints should be filed against us. Our children's records will show the incident until they're 21 years old. Shortly after our case ended, we moved to France, and I slipped into a depression. Perhaps it was something akin to the helplessness that victims feel, or perhaps it resulted from suddenly being released from the constant and intense pressures of moving, combined with the fear and anger that we'd been feeling for so long. But I felt violated and exposed and vulnerable. In the mornings, we would awake and prepare our children and then hurry them to school, and on many days when I returned home, instead of getting to work writing, I would go into the bathroom, sit on the toilet, and cry uncontrollably.
Can you imagine what sort of events... caused this to happen to a man?
For months, I felt as though I was moving almost unconsciously throughout daily life, numb to the world and yet overly sensitive to everything. Finally, one day, 6 months later, unable to bear the sense of helplessness and unjustified shame about what had happened to us, I sat down at the computer and began to write about it. And I began to feel something shift inside me, a subtle but distinct change from a sense of powerlessness to taking back some sort of control over our lives. I wrote in a fury, and when I sent the story to my wife, she sat in her office and cried. I sent it to our friends who had gone through this with us. Although 7 months had passed, they still had not come to terms with what had happened. Rusty's boss had been understanding, but they said their children still talked about it in the most unexpected moments. My daughter, my youngest daughter, will say, "Why did they think that, Mommy? Why did they think that we were drinking beer and doing things wrong?" I set out to answer those kinds of questions myself. As I did, I discovered there are simply no uniform standards for police officers, teachers, child care workers, or photo lab employees to tell lewd and illegal photos from harmless family pictures. Following the passage of the Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act, established in 1974, states established laws that required police, lawyers, and social and medical personnel to make good faith reports of perceived child abuse or neglect. It's an important law, having arisen out of the fact that 1 in 10 children brought to the hospital emergency rooms was victim of physical abuse. But the law, under which child pornography falls, contains no provision for training personnel to identify abuse or pornographic photos. As a result, false and damning allegations have risen by the thousands in the past 3 decades. In fact, in most states, it's a misdemeanor for law enforcement officers and health providers not to report. And I think that's where a lot of these are coming from, where... somebody who's looking at a picture of a naked kid in an Eckerd is afraid that if they don't say something about it, that they'll get in trouble. Because everybody's living under this climate of fear that these government people have created.
They've created more and more of a snitch society, yep. which is a big problem in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany.
In Georgia, state law defines sexual exploitation of a minor, which includes pornography, as knowingly to employ, use, persuade, induce, entice, or coerce any minor to engage in any sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing any visual medium depicting such conduct. Yes, no charges were filed against us, but that somebody could interpret our camping photos as knowingly pornographic and cause the state to investigate us for intending to exploit our children was what was so agonizing. And I have to agree, because I just don't think there's anything pornographic about naked children. Now, I understand that in the mind of a pervert, any picture of a child is sexual. As you may recall, back in 2006, we had an actual self-admitted pedophile call the show. We spent like an hour and a half on the phone with this guy talking to him, and he said he wouldn't care if tomorrow, all of a sudden, all of the pictures of naked children in the world vanished, because he'd always have the Sears catalog with the underwear section or the bikini section or something like that. Because to somebody like him... you know, a child in any state is attractive. A child in any state could be sexual to, somebody who's perverted in that way. Whereas a naked child is not necessarily any more sexual than a child with its clothes on. So it all depends on the perspective that the person has. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. What are your thoughts as well? You're welcome to dial in here, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. The guy over at Salon has a few more things to add in his investigation of what exactly happens out there to families like his. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. A lot of features on our site, and they're all free, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact, because our chat room is built into the same page as the webcam, so you can enjoy all of that for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. They, of course, offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, at up to 99% off of list price. Check them out at memorydealers.com.
We're sharing a story from salon.com that is lengthy, but I think very important, especially if you're a parent, especially if you're planning on being a parent, because in today's day and age, in this snitch society, as you put it, Wayne, that the government people out there are incentivizing people through threats, through fear, that if they don't report, that they themselves might get in trouble if there's something suspicious going on with a family that they might know, or some pictures that they've had developed, or in this case, we're talking about a family that had their photos developed from a camping trip and then had their lives torn apart as the Department of Children and Family Services, so-called, just ransacked their lives and interviewed all kinds of friends and family about them possibly being child pornographers, etc. The stress that these people went through is absolutely horrifying, and listening to this as a father, it must be just horrible to hear these stories.
Well, it's pathetic, but it's just another example of how they want us to fear each other. They want us to be suspicious of each other. They want to keep dividing people in so many different ways, and this is just another way they do it, whether it's, oh, you're a terrorist because you believe this or that, or you're a member of this group. It's really disgusting. Sometimes I just have to disengage from it, because you can only take so much of it before you throw your hands up.
Yeah, and you feel helpless, too, when you hear stories like this, because it was just one action on the part of a photo developer that threw this chain of events into effect that literally lasted for months and months of these people's lives, and just is terrifying and frightening. And anyway, we'll continue here, because he got through it. They ended up not filing the charges after destroying their lives and accusing them of these things and making their friends and family think who knows what about them. After going through all of that, there were no charges filed, but he slipped into a depression for 6+ months and then decided to start writing about it and investigating this and finding out what happened to other people that were in a similar situation. And indeed, Dr. Douglas Basharov, a child abuse expert at the Maryland School of Public Affairs and the first director of the U.S. National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect, estimates that out of the nearly 3 million child abuse reports made every year, 7 out of 10 are without merit. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, nearly 60% of child abuse or neglect reports are unsubstantiated.
Wow. These are incredible numbers. 7 out of 10 are without merit.
That's
60%
right.
Are completely unsubstantiated.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting a lot of people through hell they don't have proper guidelines.
Right. If you listen to people we have to have child protective services because children get abused, and there's no doubt it's true. But the question is, how bad does a bureaucracy have to be before you decide, let's get rid of this thing? I would have thought, if I would have just come up with the craziest numbers of a guy who looks at this stuff on a daily basis, I would have said 25% are, these frivolous, spurious kind of reports.
I wonder how many.
I am off by a third. I'm a third.
How many of them are, next-door neighbors who have a vendetta? How many of them are a former ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend who want to get some payback for being shafted or whatever? I mean, a lot of these reports, I'm betting you, are made out of malice on the part of somebody who...
Or an ex-spouse.
Yeah. So while there are no separate statistics concerning child pornography, there have been dozens of cases similar to ours documented in recent years. For instance, in Dallas in 2003, the result of a complaint by an Eckerd drugstore employee, a 33-year-old woman was charged with sexual performance of a child, a second-degree felony punishable by 20 years in prison, based on a picture of her breastfeeding her 1-year-old son.
We talked about it.
Although the district attorney dropped the charges in the case, the parents had to fight for weeks to get their 2 children back from the Dallas County Child Protective Services. At least the author of this article had their children the entire time they were being investigated.
Well, the author of this article, well, I don't know. I guess his wife is from Haiti. I was just going to say, those people were Hispanic, and it's easier for poor ethnic people to be taken advantage of by the system.
I realize no one would argue with sincere efforts to protect children from harm. As a parent, I know all too well the real dangers our kids face on a daily basis. and I applaud any efforts to make their world a safer place, but our experience underscores the harm that is being inflicted on children and parents by investigations based on uninformed definitions of pornography or abuse. Dean Tong, who wrote Elusive Innocence, Survival Guide for the Falsely Accused, said, if we get down to the bottom line, there's no clear-cut definition. Dean was, by the way, jailed and spent 10 years and $150,000 to clear himself of abusing his young daughter. Now a forensic consultant in thousands of false accusation cases across the country, Tong told me that even most police officers are not well-trained enough to interpret the law, let alone a photo lab employee. Tong said that when facing the slightest doubt, law enforcement officers err on the side of the child, noting the potential results, saying, I see families stripped and ripped apart in the middle of the night. I called Lieutenant Harry Trawick of the newly consolidated Savannah-Chatham Metropolitan Police Department to ask about my own case. He's the former head of the Special Victims Unit, which deals with child pornography. A lot of times, photo lab...
Special Victims Unit, the families of the people that have had to deal with this bureaucracy.
He says a lot of times the photo lab employees don't know what pornography is, he told me, although he wouldn't comment on any specific case. Trawick said the department is fairly aggressive in investigating reports of child pornography and that generally our officers are going to act with abundance of caution in favor of protecting the rights of children. He said the department has made a number of important convictions based on reports from photo labs, and he added that he's unaware of any training programs that photo lab employees are required to undergo to identify child pornography, and said the employees often call the Special Victims Unit for an explanation of the law. But Helene Vasson, director of the public relations for the Jean Coutu Group, which operates the Rhode Island-based Brooks Eckerd drugstores, told me that the employees had videos we have to view and information sessions, though she wouldn't specify the depth of training involved. As far as Eckerd's is concerned, we do have very strict guidelines, she said. It's policy to report all incidents of child abuse and child pornography. With all respect, they don't have a freaking clue, said Tong. I'm not saying most of these cases are witch hunts, he said. It's just that without strict guidelines for identifying child porn, photo
lab employees
must resort to their subjective discretion and opinion, and that's the root of the problem. If we required the same concern for accuracy in reporting child abuse and other types of crimes, we would see far fewer innocent people falsely persecuted. At the very least, a pair of trained legal eyes, those of either a lawyer or public official with expertise in child pornography, should look at the evidence and make an informed decision before starting this demeaning, costly, and painful process. But why should they do that? It's not like they have any liability for destroying your family and ruining your relationships with your friends and family.
It might be hard for them to sleep at night.
But I've also heard that there's financial incentives for some of these agencies to churn more people through the system. And maybe that's why there's such a high...
like if DCF doesn't have enough cases, they won't get the funding, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Besharov said also that the current law should be amended to grant immunity to those who in good faith deem a situation not to be child abuse or pornography. That way, those who report cases of abuse or questionable merit simply to err on the side of mandatory reporting laws might feel less pressure to do so. So meaning that if a photo lab employee doesn't report a photo and it ended up being actual child pornography, that they wouldn't have some sort of legal liability for that. And that would make them far less under the, you know, the axe, so to speak, or nervous about what might happen to them should they not report something they were supposed to. More coming up.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different options that we have for you. You can receive emails via our email updates. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. They're all there for you. Get signed up free over at news.freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? I did. That's why I came here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you can too. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. One of the reasons why it's a good reason to get active and work toward achieving freedom is because of stories that we're telling you, stories that are like the one we're telling you now about these families that have had their lives torn apart by DFCS, DCYF, DCF, whatever the heck they're called in your state, this group of busybody bureaucrats that goes around based on, in some cases, anonymous tips. To take children away from families on nothing more than accusation or a naked picture of a three-year-old in a bathtub. We've heard story after story like this over the years, and it's just absolutely terrifying to somebody that has a family or is considering having a family. So you should be aware of these things because they go on. And remember, don't ever buy a film camera and have it developed at a local drugstore if you have or possibly may have a naked photo of one of your children on there. They will deem it as child pornography. It will be reported to the police. And even if you're exonerated later on, your life will be turned upside down and inside out as they investigate this so-called crime and just destroy your relationships with false accusations of child pornography. So Salon.com is where the report is coming from, and we're about to wrap it up here. It's been fairly lengthy and detailed, but I think stories like this are worthwhile. The guy that's writing it has been through this. He and his family had some camping photos that they were investigated for, and their children were interrogated by these bureaucrats, and they had months of their lives where they were going through all kinds of severe emotions, depression and fear, and they didn't know what was going to happen, if they were going to lose their kids or anything, because some people have. They have had their kids stolen from them. They've had to hire attorneys and pay thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to get their kids back. And then what happens then? Is the government going to pay you back for all of that?
Nope.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
And they can't pay you back for your stress and your and your sleepless nights
and
either.
And your children are only children for so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they can't pay you back for that.
And they didn't bother apologizing when this was all said and done. When the bureaucrat told
that's
them
that's what working for the government means. You never have to say you're sorry.
So they make some good suggestions here about the current laws and how they could be modified, because a lot of these people that are reporting these so-called episodes of abuse that aren't in point of fact abuse at all are doing it because they're afraid that they themselves will come under scrutiny for not reporting what they believe could possibly be a crime. The suggestion being that maybe they should not be held accountable for not reporting an instance of child pornography. But I don't think it's likely that those sorts of laws will be changed, because our laws, the laws that these government people are writing are moving more towards snitching. They're moving more towards encouraging people and threatening them, not just encouraging them with like a reward or something, but threatening them with a criminal charge of their own if they don't report X, Y, or Z. Oh, if you see a crime being committed and you don't report it, now you're an accessory to it. So even if, I mean, we're not just talking about with children. I mean, if you're just walking down the street and you see something happen and you don't report it to the police, in some places that could be illegal. So I think that's a scary thing to have happening. But nonetheless, let me just wrap this up here. From Salon.com. So in our case, maybe the responding officer who initially commented that he didn't find the pictures pornographic would have dismissed the case at the drugstore and not reported us to Child Services. It had been over a year and a half, by the way, since we got the call from Janet. Time has finally granted me some distance from the terrible ordeal, and my wife and I have become lost in the immediate demands of life in another language and culture. We live in a small village of about 400 people, what a French friend jokingly refers to as the bled, the Moroccan Arabic word for the boondocks. The surrounding countryside is mostly farmland, and in the searing summer heat, the air smells of rosemary and lavender. The fall brings out the truffle hunters and wild boars. My wife's commute to work is about 2 minutes up a steep, stone-paved street that has been worn shiny by centuries of foot traffic. From her office perch up on the hillside, you can look out across cherry orchards covering the valley and hear the shouts of the 30 or so children playing in the village schoolyard below, our kids among them. So they're okay now, and they're out of the horrific jurisdiction of the United States. I don't know how much better things are in France, but you see, it seems like people are a little more open to nudity in France.
In that particular area, I would say that France is probably more progressive. I would agree with that.
In a lot of ways, France is really screwy, obviously. But nonetheless, this isn't the only family-oriented story we have here tonight for you. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts, observations at 800-259-9231. But, Mark, you also brought something to the table tonight that is an issue of child endangerment from another perspective. Not pornography this time, but health care.
Yeah, it's another one of those stories, and this one's from OregonLive.com, Oregon City. A Beaver Creek couple who left their infant daughter's fate to God rather than seek medical treatment for a mass that grew over her left eye will face charges of first-degree criminal mistreatment. It's a felony.
Wow.
Prosecutors revealed Thursday during a custody hearing that a grand jury has indicted Timothy and Rebecca Wayland, members of Oregon City's Followers of Christ Church, the Waylands' seven-month-old daughter, Alanya, whatever, was placed in state custody earlier this month after child welfare workers received a tip about the untreated ballooning growth. Doctors said the condition could cause permanent damage or loss of vision. Could. The Waylands were indicted within the past few days and probably will be arraigned next week, said Colleen Gilmartin, the district attorney, whatever, handling the case. Under Oregon law, it is a crime for parents to intentionally and knowingly withhold necessary and adequate medical treatment from their children. First-degree criminal mistreatment is a Class C felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
But who decides what is necessary medical treatment? It's the government people that get to decide what is appropriate as far as treatment is concerned. And this is, again, another story that is not uncommon, where parents who have a differing belief system from the perhaps more mainstream, even Wayne, you're sitting here with us tonight, you're not one of the big fans of the allopathic medicine system. I mean, if your kid breaks a leg, you're probably going to go to the hospital, but if you're treating some sort of malady at home, you're more likely to use a natural remedy, right?
Exactly, because I feel it's less harmful and less invasive. But there are times where if your child breaks a leg, you got to take him to the emergency room.
But it's stuff like that where is the line drawn? Where in your mind is the line drawn as far as what is and what is not appropriate for parents to be as far as the treatment of their children's conditions? I mean, different people have differing belief systems. These people have a very strong belief system that the doctor's system, the allopathic medicine system, the mainstream medicine system is ungodly, that is against their religious beliefs to seek any form of treatment for their children. And essentially, these are the government bureaucrats saying, well, we don't think that's appropriate, and now you're criminals because of it.
There have been cases where a parent refused to give a child chemotherapy, for example, for cancer, and they were gone after by Child Protective Services as if chemotherapy is the only solution for cancer.
Clearly, it's not. Other people have had, there's been a lot of testimonials out there about people who've beaten cancer, and they believe that there have been natural solutions that have been that's what worked for them.
Yeah, they're lucky or whatever it is. I don't care what it is. That's how they want to live.
You know, I would say that parents who decide through prayer alone to heal their child, you know, I have a problem with that. I would not legislate against it, but the gene pool will figure that stuff out down the road.
It will.
But,
but that's sad, though, right? Because then those kids are suffering, and that's where they're coming from. Like, I understand where these the people that are trying to protect the children, I understand where they're coming from. They're looking at these parents, and they're saying, well, we wouldn't do that to our kids. And so, therefore, you shouldn't be able to do it to your kids, and so, therefore, we're going to charge you with a criminal act because of it. And I think that it is very similar to a lot of the stories we've talked about where parents have been accused of child abuse from a sexual perspective. You've got the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, involving themselves in young teenage girls marrying old men. And a lot of people look at that and they say, well, that's really weird. I don't think that should happen. Let's make it illegal. But then you get into a lot of real problems because of that. And we should come back and explore these ideas a little further. Of course, take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Add less than 2 cents per gallon. Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. There is enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help the show out, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to hear your talk radio yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear words like bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by beard length? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Thinking Liberty is a show for you. Thinking Liberty, the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS-certified extremists. Pick up the podcast at thinkingliberty.net.
Now, we're talking about some family issues here on the show tonight. Mark, you brought up a story about some faith-healing parents that are a member of some, you know, religious sect. Was it in Oregon?
Yeah, they're in Oregon.
A member of a religious sect in Oregon who believes that Jesus is going to heal their child with some horrible tumor, I think, that's growing in their eye socket.
It's a growth, blood vessels and stuff.
It's bad. It's, yeah, you know, possibly going to blind their child and you know, really hurt them. But they believe that Jesus is going to heal their child, and the state government agents are saying, well, we don't care what you believe. We believe that you're hurting your children, and so therefore we're going to take them from you and charge you with a criminal act, a felony criminal act.
Felony, and it's crazy. The Weilands and their church reject medical care in favor of faith healing, anointing with oil, laying on of hands, prayer, and fasting. The parents testified at a juvenile court hearing last week that they never considered even getting medical attention for Elena, whatever. According to court documents, Rebecca Whalen appointed Elena with oil. She anointed Elena with oil each time she changed the girl's diaper and wiped away the yellow discharge that seeped daily from the baby's left eye. Thursday's hearing was procedural and reached no resolution. The Weiland's attorney, which it wouldn't, right? The Weiland's attorney, John Nadig, and whatever, these people offered a plan that they said would guarantee the child would receive medical care recommended by doctors with options such as regular visits from state workers, having a trusted individual occupy the Weiland home and monitoring the family with Skype on internet program used for video conferencing. Attorney, whatever, who represents Elena, also urged that the girl be sent home. Clancy, however, was skeptical the prosecutors for child protection authorities would accept any plan to quickly reunite the family. There's no plan, even if we came up with 100 pages of stuff, that is going to be satisfactory, he said.
To the parents.
Yeah. Clackamas County Circuit Judge Douglas Van Dyke noted the doctors treating Alana haven't reviewed the Weiland's plan and said he wouldn't approve the procedure without hearing from the physicians. But Van Dyke also said Elena should be returned home once the plan is in place. That makes the community feel secure about the care. And he told a plan that was in place makes community feel secure about the care. He told the attorneys to submit their proposals to him next week.
So justice, these are a bunch of different people.
So quickly.
These are a bunch of different people trying to decide exactly how to control these people, right? That's what they're arguing about,
yes.
Is how we should force these people into compliance of some sort.
Basically how it is that, at this point, these parents are like, okay, we'll do whatever it takes. Just let us have our baby daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
And the court's like, no, you've made mistakes now. You are unfit parents. We must decide, to have people watching over you to make sure that you do everything right. There's no warning here, people.
The issue here really comes down to, and it's been discussed again and again, the art of allowing others to be free and make decisions for themselves and their families that you yourself would not make for yours. And I understand that saying something like that or accepting an idea like that can be very difficult because it means that, you don't get to control other people. And a lot of people have it in their minds that they know what's best as far as how to raise a family and how to protect children and take care of kids.
Lots of people feel that way.
A lot of people, exactly. And so people like that end up getting into positions like this where they can try to foist their belief systems on others, and you end up getting conflicts where people have their lives torn apart. And I just think it's so tragic. Now, look, I think that these, people should probably get some treatment for their kids, but I'm not going to steal their child from them over this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that because if you can't allow other people to be free, then you yourself will never be free. And it can be difficult to just let people make choices that you disagree with. That's really the thing that people need to get over is just focus on your life, focus on what you can influence, focus on your friends and your family and the people that you know and that you can touch and that you can talk to and perhaps persuade. Use persuasion on these folks. Use incentives on these folks. But don't use the threat of violence. Because eventually somebody's going to decide that what you do with your kids is inappropriate.
Right. It's the slippery slope. And, the way Laura and I decided to raise Jack is going to be different than other people the way they decide to raise theirs. I agree that these people are acting foolishly. I think that they should probably, when you're dealing with something like this, you should use sort of what the medical establishment has to offer, some kind of growth that's growing out of control. They don't think that. However, I understand if I don't support their right to make that choice for their child, somebody's going to come along and say, you're not raising Jack right. You haven't gotten vaccinations. That makes you a terrible person.
Too much video games.
I haven't. Mm. We haven't fed Jack any candy or soda pop or even juice. Mm. We don't do any of these things because, we don't think it's the right way to feed a child.
Sounds like he's going to have a pretty strong immune system without all that sugar.
Right. So what do I get to say about your kid, people? I get to say that you're raising your kid wrong.
Hey, you shouldn't be buying those Frosted Flakes. You should be buying Corn Pops.
Right. Whatever.
And there's nothing wrong with a group of people coming together with focused intention, namely prayer or meditation, whatever, positive thoughts to help people. That's been shown to help others.
Yeah, it's been shown to do nothing also. It depends on what study you look at.
Well, that's true. But I believe that human beings are more capable than a lot of people realize there. However, they should do more, but I'm not going to impose my belief on them. And they have to let them be free, and like I said, the gene pool will figure it out.
Well, that much is definitely true, of course, but making a statement like that seems callous, though, Wayne. The gene pool will figure it out. You don't care about this little girl that is clearly in.
But you know what? These people that seek to control others, a lot of times it's because they don't want to deal with their own life. They don't want to deal with their own issues and their own discrepancies and deficiencies. And that's the tragic thing for them. To control others is you end up the one being controlled.
That's what Mary
I care
Lawrence
deeply
says.
About this little girl and what kind of life she lives in the future, and I care about what level of freedom she's able to have when she decides to have children. That's what I care about. Yes, I understand some parents are not going to treat their kids the way that you think they should treat them. And yes, some kids are going to die in this world, and all the laws in the world aren't going to prevent that. It's sad. Certainly. I don't want it to happen, but it's just the way it goes. It's unfortunate. I think what's more important than is that the way people get to live, not the way they die.
Yeah, just because somebody is doing something that you disagree with their children or their family life, doesn't mean that you're justified in forcing your way upon them. If you look around the world, there are a lot of different belief systems. There are a lot of different things that happen. We were talking about male circumcision the other night. Of course, female circumcision came into that conversation, which is far more horrific and dangerous and just awful. And those things go on around the world. Yet I would never advocate sending an invading force into whatever African tribe or whoever it is that's still out there doing female circumcision on a regular basis to in some way steal their children from them or force my particular belief set upon them in the same way that I would not send a crew of men with guns into the FLDS compound who are marrying off their daughters at age 12 to 50-year-old men. As disagreeable as that might be, it's none of my darn business. Leave those people alone. And if you don't agree with what they're doing, why can't you just be more creative? Think up some more creative ways to deal with that situation. Perhaps if someone who's of the FLDS cult comes in to purchase, you know, they're pretty obvious. They look, they dress in a certain manner. If somebody from the FLDS cult comes in to do business with you, you could simply say, no, I don't want to do business with you because
I disagree with what you're doing.
I don't like the way you raise your kids.
The problem is the government essentially doesn't allow you to do that these days. I believe in a world where you are allowed to make these decisions and you are allowed to hold people accountable with sort of societal pressures. I think that that's a better, more humane way to deal with this.
Yeah. Now, you could say that they're just going to turn more inward into their cult. If you do that, like these faith-healing parents, if they have non-faith-healing friends who start to ostracize them because of what they're doing to their kids, that they could just turn deeper into the cult to try to get their support. And maybe that's true.
Yeah, and if their daughter dies, maybe they'll decide that this is a stupid, stinking cult. I don't know.
It's a big price tag.
Right.
Yes,
it absolutely is. You can put all these variables in place. It's true, but who knows? I think what's more important is people being able to decide how they're going to raise their kids. Because if you don't stand up for the people that do the faith healing on their daughter, nobody's going to be there to stand up for you when it's whatever you want to do. When I want to come after you for feeding your kid candy bars.
Or that's pizza right. Or something like that.
Or trans fats.
All right, so we're out of time here tonight. Gents, thanks. It's been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.